The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
From what he told me about the prints they found, Von Langer may have teamed up with an alien. I'm guessing another Hongon mercenary.
Your man can sit in the navigator's seat. If you think my pilot's doing something wrong, he can take over.
Very well.
What do you plan to do with us when we get there?
You have no need to worry. We will gather supporting troops, and then the plan to intercept Zokar.
Soren, I'm not sure how you do things in Denmark, but here in Johannesburg, we have rules of law to follow.
Oh, we have the same rules. Sometimes you need to bend them a little to get results.
And the reason why Her Majesty's Communication Center won't tell us more about it is because it isn't theirs.
A shakedown cruise? Are you kidding me?
We've made several upgrades, including a new hyperdrive.
Keep your eyes straight ahead and hands on wheel where I can see them.
Dimitri, I presume.
And now, episode 123, The Kettle is Boiling.
So, you know who I am. I'm impressed, Tony Simon.
Oh yes, I do know who you are, and I must say, I'm impressed that you know who I am. Obviously, you have connections with Russian intelligence.
I did have connections, but things changed.
I take it, you are former KGB.
Yes, and you are current MI6. And please keep your hands on the wheel where I can see them. When you lift that tracking device on my comrade's motorcycle, I knew it was a standard MI6 tracker.
And how did you come to the conclusion that I placed it there?
When Alexis described you, I had no doubt it was the great Tony Simon.
Great. Well, I'm flattered. So what do you want with me?
To begin, I'll take your cell phone and that watch.
My watch? Seriously?
Yes, your watch. Remove it and hand both of them back to me. Keep one hand on the wheel.
Very well. Here you go. But I assure you, it's just a watch.
Do I need to remind you, Agent Simon? As a former KGB officer, I know this is a standard MI6 issued watch.
It's a watch and nothing else. Pull the stem out and set the time. You'll see it operates like any other watch.
And send a distress signal to your supervisor, or perhaps poison myself? What kind of fool do you think I am?
Well, there are so many from which to choose. Take your pick.
Oh, yes, Tony Simon. You're a really funny man. Don't worry, I will search you completely when we get to our destination. I will dispose of this watch along the way, and I'm removing the battery and SIM card from your phone. I will want to keep this. Perhaps there's some interesting contacts on it.
And just where is your destination?
I suppose you'd like me to tell you so your headquarters can have a team waiting for us. For all I know, everything we are seeing is being broadcast. So, drive to the garage exit. I will tap your left shoulder to turn left, and your right to turn right. Do not use your turn signals. Just drive.
And what happens if the police make a traffic stop for improper turns?
Then we will test your MI6 driving skills, or there will be much trouble. Now, drive!
Mercury, this is BSS for Captain Nate.
Gotcha, Lima Charlie there, Sims.
The controller has cleared you for departure. He wants you to head to the Titan portal, then await instructions. That should give you plenty of time to do your systems checks on your new configuration.
Copy that. If something's gonna fail, I'd rather do it en route to the portal than when I'm being chased by a Rage Destroyer.
What's the current status of the Bat?
The Bat's secured in a cargo bay, and we're about to repressurize. Once we do that, we'll start transferring liquid oxygen from you. We can recoup about 85% of our stored oxygen during the depressurize and repressurize cycle. We can safely do about 5 cycles before we run out of oxygen.
The O2 transfer nozzle is engaged. Let Robo-4 know when you're ready.
Copy that. Did the controller give you any indication of what he wants us to do? Other than track down Wi-Fi?
I think everything is dependent on what Wi-Fi does and what Lister does. We have eyes on the ground, As soon as things are clear, we'll get word to you.
That could be a while.
We don't think so. Wi-Fi knows that with Lister on the loose, there is always a chance that he can muster enough loyal troops to regain control of the Rage. It's in his best interest to track down Lister and end it.
If that's the case, why don't we just sit back, let them fight it out, and then clean up what's left?
That might be just what's going to happen. I don't know. Lister could go into hiding or just avoid Wi-Fi altogether.
Which means we could be out here for the long haul.
I really don't see that happening. But if it looks like there will be a long delay, we'll work something out.
Oh yeah? Like what?
You could leave the Bat at either Titan IV's main city port or at a base we have in the Western Hemisphere. There's a big demand for cargo vessels to run between Titan IV and Titan III, so there's plenty of work. But I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
I just need to know there's a plan in place. Okay, looks like we're fully pressurized. We can begin O2 transfer.
Commencing transfer.
Copy that. We have positive pressure. Say, Robo 4's been quiet.
He's operating in a non-verbal mode, like the computers from the good old days. Sometimes I need a break from his consistent correcting and questions.
You know he heard that, right?
I know. Payback is coming.
You know it. Okay, tank is replenished. Disconnect.
Disconnect complete. Retracting hose. You are cleared for detachment.
Detached. Firing a short retro burst in 3, 2, 1. Mercury's in free drift. Clear the BSS.
Roger that. Good for departure. And good luck.
Thanks. Let's hope I don't need it.
You know, you don't have to hang around here. We've got a pretty nice rec room.
I'm sure you do. However, I'm inclined to stay here and keep an eye on you.
As long as that's all you keep on me.
Don't worry about that. I'm not that hungry. Yet.
Captain, we're clear of Titan IV's central airspace and are presently on course for Romeo 2 Delta 2, ETA 2.4 macros.
Copy that. I'm on my way to the bridge.
So, that's just enough time for you to watch a Planet 310 movie.
What's a movie?
Oh, just a story told by people acting out their parts for entertainment.
The only entertainment I prefer is live battles to the death.
Well, I have one about a huge lizard-like creature that demolishes a whole city.
And what makes you think I would like a movie about a lizard-like creature?
Sorry. I thought you'd identify with a creature with big teeth and green scaly skin.
We're not reptilian. We are highly evolved humanoids.
Gabriella?
Green Boy here is just telling me he doesn't like reptiles.
To be precise, I don't like being compared to a reptile. As for reptiles themselves, I enjoy them with a little hot sauce.
Does this ship look difficult to fly?
There are some minor nuances that I must learn before taking the controls. It will serve us best if she lands at our destination.
You mean if we all want to live, I should land it?
Lenora, you haven't made it totally clear about what will happen when we land.
I told you. We'll gather up the loyal troops, then intercept Whiffy so that the true master can once again rule over Rage.
And what happens if there are no loyal troops left? Will they be waiting for us at the landing zone to destroy us?
You think these soldiers are walking around armed and ready to fight? Rage has assimilated into the population of the Western continent. They're well-respected teachers, bankers, and businessmen. There are only whispers about Rage there. We'll have to activate their underground communication system and let them know that the wait is over.
Well, if they are so well entrenched into the society, they may want to remain right where they are.
Normally, that would be true. But we have the Master with us.
And you're counting on them to be loyal to him.
It's a given. He was well respected by the troops.
I think you mean that they were well paid. I didn't see a lot of monetary units when you boarded.
Many became very wealthy under Lister's leadership. They will be loyal.
Or, like I said, maybe they won't want to give up their comfortable life there.
What they do, or do not do, is no concern of yours. You just transport us there and await our instructions.
I'm growing impatient with this.
With what?
Two more macro units before we arrive. That is ridiculously slow. I know this crate can fly faster than this.
Oh, it'll fly faster for sure, but there won't be any wings on it when we arrive. And that is exactly why I'm flying.
So you say. How do we know you're telling the truth?
Let me ask you something. How much atmospheric flying have you done?
Atmospheric flying is for the birds.
I imagine your prehistoric ancestors were the first to fly.
I am humanoid. Infer that I am a reptile. One more time and I will eviscerate you.
Let's see. Which species eviscerate their prey? Humanoids or reptilians?
Enough!
Retract your claws now. Go to the rec room and gather your senses.
And you, Gabriella, no more reptile references.
Aye, Captain.
Where's Mac and Hernandez?
Working a possible arson case in an abandoned row house. What's up?
Got some info back from Robert. The print they lifted from the van got a match.
And?
Your suspicion was right. It's from an Hungin mercenary. One that was involved in the Baldabar Armory Raid.
Armory Raid? You don't mean the one led by Wi-Fi when he hijacked the Mercury?
The same one. This character was one of the soldiers embedded into the Baldabar workforce. When Wi-Fi led the raid on the Mercury, he locked down the entire base while his embedded troops raided the armory. This guy's prints were on the file as one of the soldiers.
So it wasn't any kind of law infraction?
No, it was part of his routine personnel file.
That's a connection I was hoping to avoid.
Wi-Fi?
Rage, in general. So far, we've been working on the premise that Stefan is just finishing his work. But bringing Rage into the mix changes things.
Stands a reason that Rage would want all the STIP units destroyed. But I'm not really too concerned about that right now.
Why is that?
A couple of reasons. One, Rage is fractured with the split between Wi-Fi and Lister. And two, Hungins are guns for hire. It could have nothing to do with Rage. This guy may have split off after the raid the IDF led on Galaza.
How did he get here? There aren't exactly scheduled flights from deep space to Earth.
Well, you got me there. Now, if we see some oddly dressed guy putting salt in his milk, then we got him.
I remember watching Sam load up his milk with salt when we tracked down the two Hongans in St. Louis.
You mean when you were getting all chatty with him in the restaurant?
I was gathering intel.
I still can't believe that Sam now works for us.
I'm so glad that Soren drew that assignment, not me.
It's got me thinking here. I wonder if Sam knows this guy.
That would be a long shot. It's like saying, oh, you're from the U.S.? Do you know so-and-so?
The only live Hungin mercenaries are the successful ones. We only got Sam because we generated a glorious victory story for him. They value that more than money. This Hungin may have a reputation. It's worth running by Sam.
I agree. Go ahead and send Soren the info to see if Sam recognizes the guy. He might be able to give us a little insight on his habits.
Will do. You know, we can't believe anything in this file. These guys were embedded by Rage. I remember Barnes was able to bust the armorer as a co-conspirator when he found hair dye in his quarters.
He had the recessive blue-green gene?
Yeah, and like Sam's partner in St. Louis, he had the three-finger gene too.
It would make IDing this guy much easier if he had the same recessive gene. Let me know as soon as you hear back from Soren.
Will do.
Hawk residence.
Horus, Pierman here. I have some good news for you.
Great, I can certainly use some. What's up?
We're moving Kate to our Mayo Clinic. She should be departing within the next hour.
That's great news. I didn't expect the move to take place so soon.
As you well know, Kate is quite the fighter. She's well ahead of her recovery timetable. The doctors are very happy indeed.
That is super. Now, do we have enough IDF coverage there?
That's not a problem. However, when we make the transfer to Walter Reed, it will be quite a different story. We have a few embedded there, but not as many as we would like in key positions.
Well, I guess we can deal with that when the time comes. When do you think we can see her again?
Our lead nurse, Ruth. She'll accompany her, so you and immediate family can see her right away. I'm afraid Barnes won't be able to until she is cleared by the Mayo staff.
I don't think that'll be a problem. Jim's in Annapolis for the next few days, closing on his new office.
And what about Kelly?
Someone's going to have to watch the kids. She'll be madder than a wet hen, but those are the breaks.
As long as you're the one who has to deal with her, I'm not going to worry about it. Can you take the Roosevelt STIP to here? I can set you up with a transfer.
Unfortunately, the powerboat races start tomorrow.
Long Wharf is covered with teams and officials running time trials.
I have access to a Bell Ranger. Do you have a suitable landing site available?
The Horn Point Aerodrome is just a few minutes from here. Tell your pilot it's just over 21 air miles or so to the Cambridge Airport, and Horn Point is a little closer. They can land on the east-west runway near the old museum.
All right. He'll be airborne in about 15 minutes.
Okay. That thing can scoot at about 105 knots, so I'd better call Kelly and get to the aerodrome.
See you soon.
Hey, Dad, what's up?
Pearman called. Kate is being transferred back to our Mayo Clinic.
When?
As we speak. Now, I know your first question is, when can we see her?
And?
Well, because of the powerboat races, he's sending a chopper to pick me up at Horn Point. I need to get a few things and get a move on.
So you're telling me I'm not going?
Not today. You know you have to make arrangements for the kids. She'll be there for some time, so you'll get your chance soon enough.
Are they still planning on moving her to Walter Reed?
As soon as our doctors release her, Nurse Ruth will be with her at the Mayo, as will a couple of her IDF doctors.
What about when she gets to Walter Reed?
Her main doctor will be one of ours, but that's it. So we'll have to be very careful with what we talk about when visiting.
I really wish I could go to Minnesota and see her.
You mean for real this time?
Real? Oh, you mean instead of leaving your agents on a wild goose chase? Yes, Daddy, for real.
All right, I gotta run. My chopper will be here shortly.
All right, give her my love.
Will do.
Yeah, Cern?
Agent Cern, this is Director Cage, MI6. Have you seen Agent Simon?
Oh, I left here about 10 minutes ago. He was given a car by Detective Lowe.
Do you know where he was going?
He was going back to the hotel. Sam and I are still here with Detective Lowe, or we would have left with him.
Why did he need a car?
I believe early tomorrow. He was going to your Department of Labor here in Johannesburg. I'm sure he has briefed you on our suspicion that the relay was not what we thought it was.
Yes, I believe we all agree that it was for gathering intelligence. The Department of Labor makes sense since it controls all business setups between us and South Africa.
Was he supposed to call you? He's probably driving and can't use the phone.
For some strange reason, his emergency GPS tracker activated. I tried to call him, but his phone is out of service.
Out of service?
Yes. An operator comes on and says the number you have dialed is not in service. Tony would notify us before turning off his phone.
Wouldn't it just go straight to voicemail?
It should, but it's acting like the phone is out of service. The most disturbing part is that Tony has a GPS tracker embedded in his belt buckle. It is for emergency use only, and he has activated it.
Could he possibly turn it on by accident?
No, the buckle is designed in a way that something like that wouldn't happen. We're getting concerned here.
If he has activated his GPS, then you can follow him, correct?
Yes, which is why I'm calling you. We need someone who is intimately familiar with Johannesburg. We can see where he is going, but we don't know where he is going, if you get what I mean.
Yes, I understand. We'll get Detective Lowe and her people on it right away. How can we link to it?
I'm going to have my secretary, Ms. Pennypacker, send you an app along with a password. It will allow you to link up with his GPS.
Ah, yes, like the one you sent us to track the motorcycle with.
Exactly. I'm sending it to the same address we sent that particular program. Once you've got him, please inform us where you think he is going.
I'll get her on it right away. We'll open up a direct line so we can share the screen. Do you want us to go after him?
Just be on standby. Once he stops, position yourselves close by. It will all depend on what is at the location where he stops.
Understand, Director. We will call you once we're established a connection with his GPS.
Thank you, Agent Sauron.
I heard most of that. I take it that Agent Simon has activated some sort of emergency tracker.
That appears to be the case. They are sending an APP like the one we used to track the motorcycle.
Yes, I'm installing it now.
Once we see where he is, Soren and I could just go get him. I don't see what all the fuss is about.
We can't just go into a situation without more information. Simon could be tracking someone, or he could have been kidnapped.
Okay, the program is installed and I've entered the password. He's still on the move.
Where do you think he's headed?
It's hard to say. I'm looking at the route he's taken, and it looks as if he's trying to avoid being tailed.
Maybe he knows there's a chance something could happen, and he's letting us track him just in case.
I thought he was just going to the Department of Labor tomorrow morning. He never said anything about another trip.
You know, these MI6 agents, they prefer working alone. That's why I think he may be in trouble.
You're right. Simon is a loner. He wouldn't have activated this device unless there was trouble.
Then I think there is trouble.
Why do you say that?
We just lost his signal.
What's his last location?
He's near these warehouses.
A warehouse, huh? Does that sound familiar, Soren?
Yeah, that's where we tracked you and your partner too in St. Louis.
Detective, I suggest you look for one that isn't in use right now. That's where I'd take him.
You're assuming he's been kidnapped?
I'd bet on it.
I'm getting us a car. You two meet me at the vehicle pool.
Finally, a little action.
Reduce thrust to standard.
Aye, sir. Reducing to all head standard.
Readouts?
Heat shields, nominal. Engine core temp is nominal. All systems in the green.
Super. She passed all the tests. Shakedown a success.
Yes, he did well.
Here we go with that he thing again. You know all ships are she's.
And just what is the name of this ship?
You know good and well what her name is.
And as I recall from Planet 310's history, Mercury is a male deity, correct?
Well, maybe it was named after the element.
Then it would be it, not a she. Captain, I've got the Titan portal dead ahead.
Get us to the edge and hold position. Attention, Major Witt. Button up and prepare for deployment. Break. All personnel, prepare for portal passage.
Sir, we've reached portal threshold.
Depressurize bay.
Aye, sir.
We'll let Major Witt's team go first and secure the other side. If he doesn't reappear in one micro-unit, we'll proceed.
Roger that. Bay chamber vacuum reached.
Open bay doors.
Bay doors opening. Batty is clear.
Copy that. Hold steady.
Sir, what are we going to do if they come back and Wi-Fi is right behind them?
Then you'll put the pedal to the metal and blow this popsicle stand.
Popsicle? Pedal to metal? You've got to stop watching those pirated movies.
It means put it in hyperdrive and apply maximum thrust. But I don't think we'll have to worry about that. One micro unit's passed, so it's clear. Proceed through the portal.
Captain, they're gone. The Bat... Major Witt, they're not here.
What has happened to Major Witt and his crew? Why has Simon's GPS stopped working? What will happen to the crew of the Ulysses when it arrives at Charlie 3 Papa Oscar? Find out these answers and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Lost in Space.